Our coverage of Texas 2014 rolls on. Joining me right now to talk about his campaign for Lieutenant Governor, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, Todd Staples. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Chad, it's great to be back on your show. And I've got to say, I appreciate your standing for liberty and freedom and for really trying to educate voters and give them full information about the races before them. Obviously, I'm a little bit biased. I think the Lieutenant Governor race is the most important race this cycle, but I'm glad to be on your show. And before I talk about that, can I take just 30 seconds and brag on the Red Raiders?
Absolutely.
Well, as an Aggie, I've got to tell you, I had the opportunity to introduce the Red Raider Meat Sciences Program when they catered the Williamson County GOP dinner a few weeks ago. And you would be very proud of them, Chad. They did a tremendous job, and they served prime rib. And introducing them, I stood up and said, folks, I got to tell you, as Commissioner of Agriculture, I hereby officially certify that prime rib on your plate is bigger than the cows in most states, because they really served a great meal and did a super job. And, in fact, about 1,200 people were there, and they gave the Red Raider Meat Science Program a standing ovation for the great job they did. So I was real proud of them, and I know Red Raiders will be proud of them as well.
Fantastic. We're visiting with Todd Staples, a candidate for Lieutenant Governor in the Republican primary. It seems as though immigration has become, and it has been, a huge issue in this campaign, but a really defining issue, it seems, because of the ads that folks hear over the radio. Tell us a little bit about where you stand on immigration that differs from your opponents, if you will.
Well, Chad, I think this one area is the most significant one, because Washington has utterly failed to do its job. States have to stand up. And I think this one area fully distinguishes me between me and any of my opponents, because I was reached out to as Ag Commissioner over 3 years ago and started working on this particular problem, not because I'm running for Lieutenant Governor, but because landowners were being chased off their property by violent and treacherous drug cartels. I actually stepped forward, took budget savings from my agency, gave grants to DPS, to use to help secure the border that has had tangible results by being a part of a program, by getting landowners together with DPS. I commissioned a strategic military assessment of the border so that we could use that to carry to Washington to try to force Washington to act, to retire generals. I've actually developed a 6-point plan to reform our failed immigration system that does not include amnesty and start with real border security. I know there's been a lot of hype, and particularly Dan Patrick has actually lied about my record in the legislature, and I hope people will peel the onion back behind the first layer, look at who we really are. I've been endorsed, Chad, by Border Defenders, Far Staples, law enforcement, and conservative landowners that live and work on the border. They know who's been working and who hasn't. I've been delivering. I've been endorsed by South Texas Property Rights Owners Association, a conservative group of landowners, because of my strong stance. And I think this one area alone signifies where I've been working and delivering, and others have just been talking.
Visiting with Todd Staples, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, why in your mind have border issues been, it seems like to me, largely ignored? Particularly in the last legislative session, but even beforehand, there was a little bit of momentum when it came to sanctuary cities, but then everything just died off. Why do you think that is, and why do you think you can change that attitude?
I think it's been a lack of leadership, Chad, is the reality of it, in the office of Lieutenant Governor. You know, throwing money at a problem, Texans know, doesn't solve problems. You need to be strategic, you need to be thoughtful, and you need to build allies. And I think Texans are looking for a new leader to step up that just doesn't talk about these things, but that actually delivers and that recognizes that Texas has a role to play and that our federal government has a role to play. And I'm running for Lieutenant Governor because we need to be strategic here in Texas, use our resources wisely, and use them efficiently like I've done to help support Operation Drawbridge. But we also need to work together with our sister states. We live in the United States of America, not the United State of America. And states need to be leaders once again. We need to get back to the role that our founding fathers had in mind when they designed this nation. And that's why this six-point plan is so important, because it will get states to join together, force Washington to act. It does start with border security, but it also recognizes we need to enforce the laws that we have on the books against both employees and employers. And that's what I want to do as Lieutenant Governor. And it also sends the right signal that says, look, we as a nation, we want to be very welcoming, but we want to have legal immigration and we want to end illegal immigration. You cannot end illegal immigration if you offer as a consolation prize for coming into our country illegally citizenship, the thing that we hold most dear as a nation and that will shape us in the future. So we want people to apply to become citizens of this great nation from their country of origin, not coming in illegally. And then we can make some very important changes. We just need strong leaders to do that. I've put these criteria on my website at toddstaples.com so that voters can go and look and see who has a strategic plan. I'm the only one in this race that has a very thoughtful plan on how to get this done. And I've got it on my website at toddstaples.com.
We have about 30 to 40 seconds left. For folks who are still on the fence, they're heading to the polls, they're going to head to the polls. Distinguish yourself from the other candidates.
In this race for Lieutenant Governor, we have spenders, we have talkers, we have doers. David Dewhurst is a big spender. He called a $6 billion budget increase modest. I have delivered cuts and brought efficiency to my agency. And Patrick is a great talker. He just hasn't done anything. I'm a doer that has delivered time and again. That's why people who have endorsed in this race lately, Clear Lake Tea Party, Sugarland Tea Party, Lake Jackson Tea Party, are endorsing Todd Staples. That's why Dr. Jimmy Draper.
Todd Staples, president. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.